Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Right here. So kick back, listen in, 2 hours of barbecue talk. We will have the chat room up in just a few minutes. It's going to be up and running, guys. We'll answer your questions out of the chat room. Call in. You know, always the number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number for every show of the week. Program it in your phones. Put it on speed dial. Put it on ice in case of emergency. Dial 1-BBQ right here, right now. We're going to work on getting this chat room up. Apologize for being a little behind this evening, but everyday real-world work does apply. So, you know, we just have to adapt and overcome and make it happen, guys. You know what I'm talking about. We're all workers. We all have things to do. We talk about barbecue. That is our passion. That is what we love to do. We would love to do it every day. Like I've always said, a bad day of barbecue is better than a good day at work. So let's just get ready to start this show. And as always, to kick off the show, we want to thank some of our sponsors. We have to appreciate all our sponsors that help us. No matter how big or how small, every sponsor is very important to us. You know, whether they're sponsoring my team, your team, somebody else's team, hey, they are supporting the sport of barbecue. So we've got to give them a big shout-out, a big hell yeah, pat on the back, and a thank you to them. Barbecue Superstars, of course. Without Barbecue Superstars, I would not be doing this. I would not be in barbecue like I am today. And Daryl Mast of Barbecue Superstars has got a dynamite website. That's barbecuesuperstars.com. You can go there, watch the morning show every morning of the week. Get online, check his shop zone out. He has got a barbecue shop zone full of products, information, any type of information you want. He has got how-to videos. You just have to search him. He's got videos on YouTube. Direct link right there from barbecuesuperstars.com. Also, a show applet at the bottom, so you can listen to all of our shows right there on barbecuesuperstars.com. You can listen to it on your phone. Dial 347-202-0263. You can also go to the Tennessee Barbecue Association website, which is www.tbabbq.com. It also has a show applet there. Go to blogtalkradio.com. Guys, y'all know how to get in touch. You know how to dial in. You know how to interact. You know how to listen to the show and archives. Do me a favor. Spread the word. I mean, we're out here pumping, promoting barbecue, promoting your team, your event, your products. So spread the word. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's real simple. Two of my friends spread the word to two more that spread the word to two more, we would have numbers out of this world. Spread the word. I mean, it's simple. I don't know any other way to discuss it, describe it, tell it. Spread the word. Help us out. We're supporting you. We'd love to have you on. You don't have to pay to get on here. We will have you talk about barbecue. Talk, like I say, talk about anything and everywhere you want to go with barbecue. We will talk it. We're going to have some special guests on tonight. Mr. Brett Galloway, founder of the State Cook-Off Association, right there out of Bedford, Texas. We're going to talk to Brett. If you've heard of that name, you know what? He is the star on the state commercial right there in the front of South Fork, the home of Dallas. I mean, what can I say? He is a state champion. He is a man on stakes. So we're going to have Brad in the house. We've also got Brad Barrett, should be calling in this evening also. I thought Brad would be a great addition to Talking Steaks. He has got the ultimate grilling utensil, the grill grate. Everybody knows grill grates. I know grill grate. You should know grill grate. If you don't, it's time to figure it out and find out. It puts the perfect sear marks on a steak, especially hopefully. We'll talk about that shortly. Let me get on through with these shout-outs to all the sponsors. Frontier Charcoal, have to give a big shout-out to Frontier Charcoal. Man, I used that this weekend in my monster hog, and I'm telling you, that lump charcoal kept that pit rolling. smoke was rolling. The temp was fired up anywhere from 250 to 300 like I wanted to run it is how I run it. And that lump charcoal did the trick. So I'm excited about using Frontier lump charcoal. If you want to pick your bag up, go to Lowe's, check it out. They sell it there every day now. Also, Green Mountain Grills, if you've not heard of a pellet cooker, it's time. GreenMountainGrills.com. Go to that website, check it out. You can see it's got dealer locators on there. You can find you a Green Mountain Grill. Let me tell you, I use the Daniel Boone, and it is a perfect addition to any barbecue arsenal. It is on the money. With the Green Mountain Grill, it is a pellet cooker. I've got to give a big old shout-out to Country Boy Wood Pellets. Let me tell you, I just unloaded 2,000 pounds of pellets at my shop. I've got pellets. Get in touch with Country Boy Wood Pellets. You will not be sorry. I mean, those are quality hickory hardwood pellets. They've got them. Also, all my sauces, all my rubs, I've got some fantastic sponsors for rubs. My first rub, the sponsor that I ever had, that I still have, and I still use every competition, is Junior Urias. Junior's Rub for Grub. It out-seasons the competition. I love that rub. It is a fantastic rub, guys. Get in touch with Junior. Get your bag of rub today. Got to give a big shout-out to Bill Arnold Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. That's a dynamite sauce. I've had that sauce. He's been a sponsor for several months. Also, got to give a big shout-out to my new sponsors, Daigle's Barbecue Sauce, which is sweet and sour sauce, CajunSweetAndSourSauce.com. Let me tell you, they have got a fantastic line, and I want to call them gourmet sauces, really, because they have got some off-the-chart flavors. GrillGrade.com. Mr. Bradbury is going to be live in the house with us a little later. GrillGrades, check them out. A perfect addition to any comp cooker. Also, MeatRate.com. I've got to give a shout-out to Sweet Smoke Q, one of my newest sponsors, talking pork injection, barbecue sauce. They have got a fantastic line also. All these products are dynamite. They're on the money. They are all championship quality. Talk Texan barbecue rubs and injections. Phillip's got a wide variety of different flavors as far as rubs goes, injections. He has got a pork injection. He has got a beef injection, brisket rub, pork rub. He has got the rubs, let me tell you. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Check them out. And I don't want to forget anybody. I'm so thankful to have all these guys backing me up. I'm trying to back them up. I'm making it happen, supporting these products, letting the smoke roll with some dynamite fire, some awesome rubs, and some great injections, and some fantastic fish and sauces. We've got it all right here, and I'm so thankful to have all these guys on board. Chat room is up, guys. Our first guest speaker, our guest, is in the house on hold with us. We're going to get Mr. Brett Galloway queued in and fired up, and let's get him on. This board is just, I'm telling you, guys, you know how much trouble I have with these boards. It is unreal. The challenges we have during a two-hour barbecue show, but let me tell you, we overcome these challenges and make it happen. Talk about this weather. We've been blessed with some beautiful weather. We had a big show this weekend down in Tupelo, Mississippi at the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. We had turned in, cooked some phenomenal products. It was dynamite, I'm telling you. It was just spot on. It looked good. It tasted better than it looked, and it looked fantastic. We just had some incredible products, some good, smooth cook. Had a great cook. Didn't get a call this weekend, unfortunately, but, you know, that's how it works. If we got a call on every comp, we wouldn't be cooking. Our board is still refreshing. Bear with us, and let's get this board back up. and let's get her rolling here. Let's just be patient and make sure this thing's going to come back up. We've got Brett Galloway in queue. We'll have Brett on in just a moment. Chat room is up. We have a few people in the chat room already. When they wake up and start rocking it out, we will rock it out. Be patient. Here we go. And we will make it happen, guys. And while this is refreshing still, we will talk. We are going to cover several points tonight on this new SCA, which is the State Cook-Off Association. We've also got to talk about the U.S. State Championship. I know there's a lot of excitement about that. Forgive me if I'm hoarse, but, man, this past weekend it was wild. It was crazy. It was up 48 hours or so, rocking it out, cooking it out. And it takes a couple days for this old man to get caught back up on his rest and back in on feeling good and talking right. Excited about this next weekend here in Tennessee, our first annual championship of champions, the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's going to be up and running. We've got a championship cook coming up. We should have about 30 qualifying teams, and can't wait for that to go down. We've got several sponsors on board for our championship of champions. We have to give a big shout-out to Nolan's Custom Smokers right there out of Missouri. They are making custom Grand Champion Reserve Grand Trophies. Mr. Cody Archie, I believe if anybody that knows anybody in the barbecue world ought to know who Cody Archie is. Lulu's Barbecue, the world-famous Lulu's Barbecue. He is customizing these trophies for us. He is also a qualifying team for the Championship of Champions. Can't wait to see him, see what he's bringing down and presenting us for the Grand Champion Trophy. Also, we've got Green Mountain Grills on board. They are donating a Green Mountain Grill. All right, our studio board is back up. Finally, it is working. Mr. Brett Galloway, you are queued in. Brett, how's it going this evening?
Great. How you doing, Chris? Fighting the board? Everyone fights
those
boards.
That is a constant battle. I might win a war. I might win a battle, but I never win the war with a studio board. I'm telling you.
That's all right.
We have got it up and running now, and I'm excited about that. Welcome to the show. I'm proud to have you with us. What is going on, Brett? Tell us, all our listeners right now, about the State Cook-Off Association. Give us a little information on that.
Okay. Well, State Cook-Off Association just started in November. We have been doing state cook-offs all over the country for the last 5 years and just kind of ran into some irregular, you know, different things at different cook-offs that were didn't seem kosher, and as a cooker, things that maybe could have been different, and there's never been a sanctioning board for it. So I got with Trip Haggard from the Oklahoma Championship Steak Cook-Off and David Nelson from Magnolia World Championship Steak Cook-Off, the two guys that I trust the most, that I've learned the most from in steak cook-offs, and we formed this association, and you know, what we're trying to do is build the sport of steak cook-offs, as well as, you know, just the rules in place to where if you go to, you know, Dallas, Texas for a steak cook-off, it's going to be the same as if you were in Magnolia, Arkansas. You know,
right,
just so you
right.
know what to expect when you get there. And, you know, we started off with one little cook-off we sanctioned, and we're up to 9 out of the 26 cook-offs in the country that pay over $500. So we've made great progress already, and we were part of the National Barbecue Association conference recently down in San Marcos. Did you make it down there?
No, unfortunately, I was not able to make it down there. I know Daryl Mast was there. John Reese was there. So they were covering the ground pretty good. So they give me a break. I'm going to be coming down to Texas the 28th and 29th to Midland.
Okay.
I will be down there covering that event.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to come to my second home is Texas. I mean, I love it. And I'll be coming down then. But that was a huge show, the National Barbecue Association. It's always a great show to go to. You learn a lot. You meet a lot of great people. You make awesome connections. And, you know, it's all about, bottom line, it's all about who you know and who you meet. And that is a place to meet them. And,
that's a fact.
It'll be a Nashville.
I got to meet Harold there.
Right.
We were on this ESPN show even.
Yes, the ESPN. That's awesome. You know, I've been trying to watch some of those, you know, constantly. You get in when you have any extra time. You go hit ESPN, try to watch some of these downloaded shows, some of the shows that gets put up. And it's always very informative. Good entertainment. You know, for us guys that love to cook like we do, we know what's going on. We want to be there. If we're not there, getting to watch ESPN is the next best thing. It's just like being there.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. And, you know, those shows, he recorded several shows down there, so there's quite a bit to see from the conference there. You know, they were real neat. We had a cool event on Friday. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but we did a celebrity cook-off. I set it up with Linda Orison from The Shed, and it was 16 barbecue champions and 4 steak champions, and we kind of all gathered in an area, had about 15 grills out there, and you know, people were kind of rallying around the cookers. And, you know, in the end, Kel from the National Barbecue News ended up winning the cook-off, you know. Which was really neat. Everyone, you know, he's got a great story, and his father was with NBBQA, and it was a neat deal. And it was great exposure for us because this was the first time most of the people ever seen a steak cook-off, you know. We tried to merge the steak world and the barbecue world together, and I think it went really well.
You know, there's nothing better than when you get a little pork and a little beef together. You might throw in a little chicken, but, I mean, when you got that, I mean, you can't go wrong. And
no.
And we actually here in Tennessee, I am the founder of the Tennessee Barbecue Association, and our first sanctioned event was a shotgun rib shootout, and we had 3 categories, which were ribs, chicken, and steak. And, you know, that was one of the first times anywhere around here in a matter of years had a steak been introduced in a barbecue competition. And we had a great time doing it.
Yeah, it's, you know, the steak cook-offs, what I love about doing them is you can show up with a Weber kettle, an awning, and a 4-foot table and win this thing.
Right.
You know, guys, you don't need all the equipment since it's a one-day deal. And you can show up that morning. As a matter of fact, the guy that won the Central Texas State Cook-Off on Saturday down there,
uh-huh.
He just came with a buddy and said, hey, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to stand here and watch him. Do you mind if I cook? And so you got $150, and he did. So he borrowed a Weber kettle from a guy, bought a set of grill grates from Brad, and then borrowed some rub and won the cook-off. Last guy in the cook-off, last guy to select his steaks, won it all. $2,000 check.
That's the way to roll.
So,
that's the way things happen. And, you know, I like to see things like that. I really do. I mean, that's fantastic that something like that happens. You know, that goes to show everybody, especially, you know, we have listeners that are pro cooks. We have listeners that are beginners. Patio pit masters, you know, they walk out and get on their back deck and they grill in the way. We always invite them all to come out and play. And a steak cook-off, they can have a phenomenal time for very little expense. And once they get in it, and if they ever get a call, they're hooked. It's over. Throw the bass boats away, sell the gun, sell the horses, park the 4-wheelers. It's time to go barbecue it and cook it. So, you know, that's
what happened to us.
That's how that kind of goes. That's right. That's what happened to
me. You know, being a one-day deal, it really lends itself to anybody being able to come out there and compete. Now, you know, you've got your core guys that do really well, but, you know, Adam proved the other day that, you know, a guy that hasn't done a competition before with very little equipment can come out there and compete. And we provide all the steaks. That way everybody's cooking on the same meat.
Right. No, that's what I was trying to ask you. As far as quality steaks, you provide everyone the same steak.
We do, yeah. These steaks were, they were all Meyer's premium meats. They were prime ribeyes provided for us. And, you know, we stood there, or actually Ken stood there and watched the guy cut the last loin of them for us. So everyone had the exact same quality of meat. You know, at that point, it just comes down to who cooks a better steak. You know, and barbecue, I cook barbecue as well. I cooked KCBS last weekend, but, you know, I'm buying prime ribeyes, trying to keep up with other guys. You know, and in our little world here, it's the steaks are provided, so that aspect is taken out of it.
Right, right. Well, I was going to ask you about that. I knew you were a competition barbecue cook also.
Mm-hmm.
So you cook IBCA, KCBS, just whatever comes your way, right?
I do, yeah. I cook a lot of Lone Star and IBCA, mainly IBCA, and then an occasional KCBS. Like this last weekend, we cooked the Sam Series in Fort Worth, and we ended up, you know, we got eighth overall out of 30 teams, but for our second KCBS, we were really happy.
That's right, because I'm going to tell you, KCBS, again, it's a toss-up. I mean, it is, you know, you got 50 good teams out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think it's when it's turned in and what table it lands on, you know, because sometimes, just for instance, this past weekend, you know, I had judges score my pork 989, 999, 898, and then I had one score me 875, and that just blew out of the water. But then it's over. I mean,
yep.
And I was
over
shocked.
At that point.
And that's right. And then, especially if you don't get a comment card or anything, it kind of leaves you upset a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's over. It's over when you get a five. And these judges, especially KCBS, you know, when you go spend $1,000 to cook in a competition and they give you a five and that just knocks you out, just completely ruins you, that's, you know, something's. It's tough. It's hard to stomach this.
You know, our judging's a little different. You know, they do well at what they do. But in ours, you know, the judges are going to taste every steak.
Sure.
And so that, you know, they get to taste every single steak that comes through the table there. And, you know, there's five of them. And so everybody's, you know, judged on the same playing field.
And they cut it in a specific way. Does the table captain cut your steak?
The table captain will cut that steak. What he'll do is he'll cut it right down the middle, and then he'll hold it up with a knife to the judges and walk down the line so they can see the doneness of the steak.
Right.
And our steaks, you know, even though at home we cook to medium rare or rare, you know, in competition it's always medium because a warm pink center is a very identifiable marker. And so that's 20% of your score is that it's medium.
That's what I was going to ask you next question, is I was going to ask you, what do they look for? What type of steak do you actually need to turn in? And
medium.
Medium.
Yeah, well, we've actually got a contest going on Facebook.
Really? That's an important
looking for
information.
The, sorry, I'm getting an echo. I'm sorry to talk over you there. It's weird.
That's quite all right, sure. I don't know if it's me, you, or, but no, that's quite all right. We make it happen, and we will just do it. You know, that's just how it goes. Echo. Sometimes we get callers in. It sounds like they're running a chainsaw behind them. So, I mean, we're doing good. But go on. I'm sorry. Go on and tell
that's
us about me and how you do that. That's really good information for anybody that wants to do a steak cook-off. To get into this, I know it sounds so exciting. It sounds like something which the Tennessee Barbecue Association is really still new. But get involved with the SCA. That sounds exciting. I'm kind of excited about it.
Well, when my dog's excited, obviously. You can hear him. No, but, you know, far as the cooking at medium, it's 20% of that score. So you want to make sure it's a nice warm paint thinner. And we're doing a contest on our Facebook page under Steak Cook-Off Association. Guys are submitting, you know, what they think is a perfect medium. And one of those is going to get chosen to be our template for the judges. So every judge, when they say, hey, the steak needs to be medium, and we're going to have a laminated picture of what a, you know, what we consider a perfect medium steak to be.
Right. Sounds very interesting. Because
it's a lot of fun. Anybody can do it.
No doubt. No doubt. That goes to show you this past weekend, 2 weeks ago, in San Marcos, Texas, when you had your steak cook-off, you got all those proteins there, guys who cook all the time. I mean, it's all an execution and how it comes down and how it lays out. And it just goes to show you that young man come out victorious. And borrowed a weapon, borrowed some rub. You know, that's how to roll right there, I'm telling you.
Well, he beat 3 world champions down there even. I mean,
sure.
He just had a, you know, one of the world champ guys got second, another got third, and this guy took first. So, the hardest part, I mean, cooking ribeye is not easy, but because when you cook 2 steaks, you're going to turn in 1, but unlike the barbecue, you can't change that steak. I mean, it's turned in whole. You can't add any rub or anything after you cook it, no sauce. It's just the steak in that box.
So once it comes off that grate, it's that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Turn it in. So well, a lot of times you don't know.
Right. Yeah, you don't. And it goes by feel. I always went by that old saying, you know, the inside of your hand to cut it, make a steak and open it up, you know, the tenderness, rare, medium rare, well, that type. I always kind of went by that, by feel. But I love a medium rare steak. Now, that's my baby.
Oh, yeah.
Medium rare is the way to go.
Absolutely.
And that's why I bombed out on our first steak cook, our shotgun rib shootout. That's why I bombed out. I had an inch thick, sweet ribeye, and I just, it's a shame to cook that baby medium. But in my own personal opinion, it's overcooked and it's ruined. But when it gets medium, I mean, it's done. I mean,
I
if it's
agree.
Not medium rare, so that plays a factor in the cooking and challenging a cook, especially it would play a factor in me cooking at medium because I don't cook medium steak very often, you know. So everything, I like a challenge, and that's why we continuously go to barbecue competitions. Like I was saying earlier, if you won every time, you wouldn't want to go anymore.
That's true.
You know, this SCA, the steak competition, the cook-off, I would love to come down to Texas and have one going on and enter that myself, you know. That would be fun, just the atmosphere. It's the thought of Tennesseans going to Texas to cook barbecue. You know, that's a big thing. I really enjoy it. And I had the pleasure of meeting Lance Moore of West Texas Pitmasters, John Rees of Smoking Eggs, Junior Rees.
Both great guys.
And several other guys there. We'll be going and doing the Breast Fest in Lubbock this year. Buffalo Springs, I believe, the lake. We'll be doing that again this year and getting to go to Midland. I've never been to Texas before last year, and now I'm going back twice, if not maybe 3 times. So, I mean, I love it. And that's all.
Yeah,
that's
Midland.
All the
that's oil territory out there.
Now, how far are you from Midland?
I'm in Dallas, so I'm 7 hours away, 8 hours away, something like that.
Okay.
We're going out to Plainview, Texas, for a steak cook-off coming up, and I think it's 7.5-hour drive out there.
Now, would that be is that going down the end of April? Is that going to be at the end of April that took off there in Plainview?
No, that one is actually in July.
Oh, okay.
Let me find the date on that. I'm sorry. No, I take it back. It's yeah, it is. It's July 2nd and 3rd.
Okay. So that's 4th of July weekend. We're dedicated to
Mark Miley.
When we go on a 4th of July weekend and cook barbecue and cook steaks and cook beef briskets, I mean, do you ever catch any trouble from Mama when you go off to cook like this on
you
holidays?
No, I don't. I'm lucky. You know, I include my wife in it. My wife actually trains the judges.
Right.
You know, she's in charge of training the judges, and if I think I have a good rule, I run it by Mama and make sure she's with it. And, you know, our kids are just getting at the age now where we're going to be able to do some of these by ourselves, you know, leave the kids at home, lock the liquor cabinet, hide the car keys,
sure.
go out of town.
Right.
Now, we're just at that age, so. I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for my wife's support. I mean, she is very supportive of what I do, and we make her a part of it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth doing for me, honestly.
Man, that is just so awesome. I mean, that means a lot when you have support like that. And, you know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of guys that their wives will let them go, and they support them to go, but they won't go with them. And, I know I have a bunch of friends like that, but you know it means the world. It means the world when Mama's on the same page and helps. You know, and that's phenomenal.
Well, my wife's actually competed even.
Really?
Not in steak cook-offs, but she's competed in barbecue cook-offs. Got a couple calls and pretty fun.
That is great. That's great. I mean, that's the way to do it. Now, my daughter loves to cook. She's 11 years old, and she has a blast getting to go cook. She usually preps. She's the last brisket we walked on, she prepped and did. And she's 11 years old.
Awesome.
So, you know, it's all in the family. We love to keep it, you know, barbecuing, period, whether it's steak, pork, beef, chicken. You know, it's all a big family. It's most of the time, it's a pretty well family-oriented type. Atmosphere, mm-hmm. You know. Granted, you know, everybody likes their adult beverages, but the kids, you always go to competition. You see kids running everywhere, and which my daughter goes from booth, you know, from cook site, just checking everybody out and meeting them and having something to eat at every one of them, I guess.
Yeah, my 16-year-old, we call him Butter. That's his nickname, and. Everyone knows Butters. I'll go to bed and Butters is out there talking to the teams, knows everybody. I mean, the kid's like a little rock star out there. It's hilarious.
That is it. Now, I invited Brad Barrett to call in tonight, and I think he said he was going to do his best to call in. And I see right here that let's see if we can cue him in. And have you had the pleasure of meeting Brad?
No, I've never met Brad.
Well, he is a super great guy. I got to meet Brad at the Jack Daniels. He is also one of my sponsors. He's helped me out, and I greatly appreciate what he's done for me and a super great guy. Let's get him cued in. Welcome him to the show, and we'll talk a little grill gray. That's especially something awesome for a steak competition.
Oh, and, I was just kidding. Brad and I are great friends.
Okay. Well,
actually, that... Central Texas Cook-Off wouldn't have happened without the support of Grill Great.
Well, I'm telling you.
So there. Great guy, great company, great product.
He has the Grill Great down, no doubt. I mean, that is a product. I mean, if you didn't have a Grill Great in a competition, I don't want to go as far as saying that the chances of you not of getting a call are slim to none, but in my own opinion again, which we all have opinions, if you don't have a grill great, you're not going to get a call. So,
well,
so
when
I started cooking,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say we'll get Brad on and get him chimed in. But you started cooking, go on and finish. That's fine.
When I started cooking, one of my buddies was a tech guy, and he found the grill grates, and we found them. It was between our first and our second cook-off, And we did nothing our first cook-off but had a blast. Well, the second one, we discovered grill grates and got a perfect score on appearance. And everything went up. And we hid them for about 2 years. We didn't tell anybody about them. And then finally let the word out, and they're catching up. They've caught up to me now.
I know. You've
lost that
edge.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, you've lost that edge.
That's all right.
Brad, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, but I have to tell you guys, I haven't even eaten dinner yet. So it's an elongated cocktail hour. I'm going out in the deck. We're actually going to use grill grates indoors today. So my wife's putting we're doing a little experiment with some pork chops in the oven with grill grates. But I just walked outside so Susan won't give me too much shit. So anyway, Brett and I we do go back, Chris. And Brett, I'm so excited. I want to say again, you pulled off magic last week in Texas in San Marcos. So
thank you.
We're really pleased. I mean, I think what happened down there was the blending of the National Barbecue Association and the whole steak cook-off thing and getting the pros. I have to admit, Friday night was my favorite time, you know.
Sure.
Anyway, good times, Chris. It was amazing. We had, three world championship steak cook-off guys versus three or four pork guys and 16 other guys all pounding on the steak guys, and we all were grilling steaks in a round. It was amazing.
Oh, that's the spirit of that competition. It is. It really is, and it's a great thing to be in and to be a part of. Just being a part of it, you know, just like the Jack Daniels, getting to come down there, and I actually got to be a part of it. And then personally meeting you, and I just had a blast at the Jack. And this National Barbecue Association event, the conference, the annual conference, this coming year will be in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm 2.5 hours away, so I'll definitely be there this coming year and look forward to seeing everybody, meeting new friends, spending time with old friends, and just you know, like I said earlier, making contacts, learning more about the whole picture. You know, that's very important, and that's what the National Barbecue Association does.
The National Barbecue Association, I think, has got a lot going for it because, you know, the industry doesn't – we're actually getting our first magazine. I'm going to throw a plug out here for the Barbecue America magazine here. Our industry doesn't even have a freaking magazine in this country. There's two of them in Germany, and here we are in the U.S. We don't even have a barbecue and grilling magazine, a print magazine I'm talking about now. So there's some good stuff happening, and I think when you talk about Nashville next year, the National Barbecue Association – the event, what we did in San Marcos, you know, 3 or 4x that. And I think you're going to have 200 freaking teams there between the KCBS, the MBN, and the SCA, and the NBC. You know, you're going to have a very interesting thing happening in Nashville this time next year. So we're psyched. We're psyched.
It's going to be exciting, no doubt about it. It'll be a great show. And, you know, you've got Linda Orison in the mix, and Mama Shed is just a dynamite person, and she's just got it going on. You know, I met her a couple of years ago, and what a pleasure to get to meet her and know her. You know, when you can call and talk to all these great people and just get information, they're all willing to help and spread it and make it better, and that's what's important, really it is.
Well, she's done an amazing job. I mean, she was very active in this year's conference, and I'm very excited because who knows? Linda's running next year's show, so you're absolutely right. The NBBQA has a very bright road ahead of it, and, you know, we're excited. It was so fun to have Brett down there in Texas. I mean, I've been bugging him to get involved in the NBBQA, so we did that front and center, didn't we, Brett? We got you very involved. So,
that was our
anyway.
First time, and we'll be back for sure. It was neat.
Well, next year, I hope you're not grilling steaks in the driving rain like that.
No. We cooked 260, 280 steaks for the event, And we have three guys holding the easy up down, two guys holding the awnings on the sides just so we could finish the stakes for the event. It was crazy.
I've been there many times. If you're a competition cook, you have been there. I'm telling you. They're holding the awnings down. I'm telling you, one evening we were cooking a comp and the tornado siren started going off. And we had guys on each corner. Of course, there was nowhere to go. You know, we had all these pop-ups up. We all grabbed the leg and scooched down and dropped it and held on. I mean, it's crazy what we do and what weather conditions we go through just to cook, whether it's steaks, barbecue, it doesn't matter, just to cook, just guys being guys. Boys being boys with bigger toys is what it is, boys down to be.
So what was so nice in Texas, Chris, is that these guys, they had a steak competition for the afternoon, right, with the KCBS going on there too. And then once we were all done, the steak guys cooked for the whole conference, for the awards banquet. So these guys put out, I don't know, 250 steaks on what, one or two grills, Brett? And you had your grill and somebody else's, right?
There was two grills.
I mean, amazing.
That is, it's amazing. That's slinging a lot of meat.
And he dropped a beautiful meal on us, too. You guys cooked them up. I was so proud of you guys when I saw that. So, anyway, I want to jump off because it's time for me to start tending. The cool thing is I'm cooking inside, but I got to drop. Brett, I'm so proud of you. Chris, thank you for inviting me on. And, the world of barbecue is in good shape.
We'll appreciate you calling in, Brad, and we'll have you in again one of these days. We'll talk longer, but thank you so much for calling in. The pleasure as always, and have a great evening.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Brett, talk soon.
Take care, bud.
All right. Bye.
You had some bad weather up in Miami, didn't you? And you were in Oklahoma, is that right?
Well, we're here in I'm here in Tennessee is where I'm at.
Did you do the cook-off last weekend?
We did one in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay.
And it was beautiful weather. It sprinkled a few minutes and it stopped, and it was beautiful weather. We've always been blessed. It's the third year that I've got to go down there. We've been blessed with beautiful weather. But I wanted to touch base. I wanted to touch base before I forget about it. That's the thing. We get on the show and we want to talk about things and cover things, and we get to talking, and I just plain plumb forget about it. Just, you know, I'm not a professional radio show host. I just have a good time with a lot of great friends, and we have a bunch of fun. So we get down and we get hog wild and have a good time. But
there you go.
The thing I was going to ask you, the U.S. Steak Championship, what is that I'm hearing about that? Give me some information about that.
All right. The U.S. Steak Championship is the first ever win in the U.S. Steak Cook-Off. It's going to be, we've invited the winner of every steak cook-off from August to August. As long as the cook-off's paying over $500, we're going to let the winner of it participate. And it's from California to Florida. And we're expecting probably 30, 35 teams in this thing because we're going to allow the top 10 in points in the FBA also to compete. So what we're doing, it's free to the cookers. FBA is putting it on, and first place is going to be a little check for $2,500. And we're having a custom Super Bowl ring made right now. It'll have flames on the side, and it'll say engraved on top. It'll be I'll have pictures of it on the website as soon as it arrives. We're also doing an appetizer contest. The winner of that gets $500. And just the caliber of people that have qualified already, there's four world champions already qualified for it. You know, and heck, the guy that won last weekend's already qualified as well. So
that's right. That's right.
It's going to be a blast. And we've got live music Friday night. It's going to be in downtown Tulsa.
Sounds like a phenomenal cook right there. You know, and people do not realize what it takes to organize an event. An event organizer has a very tough job because if it goes over smooth, You know, it's like, yeah, he was a great cook, but, you know, that's about as far as it goes. But if something happens bad, you know, regardless is, hammer that poor event organizer into the ground, you know, and I've got to give a big shout-out to all the event organizers, the competition organizers, because if you didn't have them, you wouldn't have competitions. They, all these guys, which I'm a cook at heart, and I cook. That's how the TBA was established, a cook for cooks. You know, I'm a cook, designed this for cooks. You know, and just like you, with the SCA, you're a cook, cook at heart, you designed this for the cooks. I mean, and we're on the same page. I mean, plain and simple, we're on the same page. And it's just, it's tough to get this organized, to get all this stuff to come together and make it happen. So we've got to give a big shout-out to all the event organizers because, you know, it is a thankless job most of the time, but I thank them very much, and I appreciate them all because you, as well as I, we're supporting barbecue in our own way. We're supporting spirit competition. And, you know, this is a sport, and this is a passion that all these guys have, and that's why I say I'm always supporting barbecue regardless. It doesn't matter what sanction it is. I'm a supporter.
Well, the gentleman in Tulsa, Trip Haggard, he runs the Oklahoma Championship State Cook-Off. He has tackled this with me, and if it wasn't for Trip, it wouldn't have happened in downtown Tulsa. So he's not only helping us run Friday's event, he's also running a full state cook-off on Saturday. So Trip has really stepped up. That's a hard job.
A very difficult job. Very, it was time consuming. Very difficult. But you know, hats off to him. You know, kudos to him because that's a tough job. I mean, and it's a lot of work and it's a lot of hours. I mean, it's a ton of hours, ton of work to lay down for a weekend. And a lot of these people, as soon as an event's over, they're already scheduling and planning and working for the next event next year.
I had my own cook-off in North Texas that I promoted last year and ran, and I've since given it up to colon cancer research. I'm part of the Steve Mayberry cook-offs, and Steve Mayberry is a cooker here in Texas that was a very popular guy, passed away of colon cancer.
Right.
And, this is a good story. A cook-off will save your life. I was volunteering at that cook-off for Steve Mayberry. My wife won a colonoscopy. Everyone's laughing at me. You know how barbecue guys are. They're all giving me grief, sticking their finger up in the air. I'm like, yeah. Well, 3 days later, they called me. Within a week, I had my colonoscopy, got the results back, and I found cancer at polyps. Now, I wouldn't have went until I was 50.
Right.
So barbecue saved my life.
You got it.
And so a way to give back is, that cook-off is now going to be part of the Steve Mayberry Foundation, and any profits will go to colon cancer at the North Texas State Cook-Off.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, we have cooks, fundraisers, a barbecue team, a barbecue person is always, always doing some goodwill, good work. You know what I'm saying? You always hear about cooking for this event or cooking for that event. These guys, our guys, we all have our hearts in the right place, and we love to do for others. I know I personally do. Mm-hmm. I love to do that. And, you know, that's in our core. You know, we have that in our core. And, it's just very important for us to help and do. And that's what makes this barbecue, this whole community nationwide, so important. And I'm proud to be a part of it and just excited to have you on the show with us. We're just having a great time. You know, I usually do this all I'm Iron Man kind of deal. I do it one way, and that's how we roll, and we just have a good time with it. Now, we do have a caller in queue. I've just refreshed this board again, which has been horrendous this evening, but we're making it happen. And I want to enter on the
870 number.
It is an 870 number.
Oh, that would be another world champion.
All right. Welcome to the show, and I apologize, but I've just got you queued in. Who do we have here?
All right. How y'all doing? This is Antonio Walker, Walker Tree Farm Cooking Team.
Welcome.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing there, Mr. Galloway? I've been listening to y'all, you and Mr. Barrett down there. Y'all doing a fine job. I just wanted to give a little to what Brett's doing on the steak cook-off. Doing a fantastic job.
He sure is. I'm excited just to hear about it. It's going on in Texas right now, but we hopefully are going to pull a Tennessee wave. You know, like I say, that old TNT is pretty tough stuff. And Texas to Tennessee, you know, we can make it work. That's no doubt.
Oh, yeah. We've got sanctioned cook-offs in Texas, Oklahoma. I can't announce it yet, but there will be a big one coming up in Arkansas. We hope that is going to be done this week. And Antonio knows who I'm talking about, I'm sure.
I believe
and,
I got a good idea.
Yeah, you got a good idea. I did actually get a Camden, Arkansas set up, but I'm talking with cook-offs right now in New Hampshire, Illinois, Alabama, California, Florida, New Mexico, and Mississippi. So, you know, ever since that conference, it's just blowing up.
Well, yeah. I didn't go to the conference. Listen here, Brett. I didn't go to the conference. But I'm here in Tennessee, and I've got a little something to do with the Tennessee Barbecue Association, which it ain't KCBS by any means. But you're talking to somebody from Tennessee now, so you can include that state in the mix.
There we go. I'd love it. And you do a cook-off in Tennessee.
Well, Brett, you're doing a mighty fine job, guy, and, you know, getting the word out there about the steaks is off, and we're trying to help you to put the can around these parts, and hopefully it'll just keep growing.
I believe it will, you know, with help with great guys like you. I mean, you're helping us out a lot, so thank you, Antonio.
All right, man. Well, I'm not going to tag your line up there, and y'all have a good time doing a lot of good information, and hopefully everybody will jump on board and see what kind of fun we have at the steak cook-offs. Everybody knows a lot about the barbecue world, but the steak world is coming on right behind them, boy, nipping on their heels.
Thanks, buddy.
That's right. It's nipping on the heels. And, you know, it all goes hand in hand, like I say.
Yeah.
It's gonna really be good. You know, it's really going to be good. It sure is.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get off of here and let y'all go ahead on carry on the conversation. I want to call in and say hi. And anybody listen, get a hold of Brett through the SCA, man. And just get on the ground floor stuff.
Thanks,
hey, appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much. And you know what? You can always call in anytime. You know, I do this show every Wednesday night, and we'd love to have you on.
All right. We'll have to put it on the calendar where I can remember.
That's right. You're going to have to mark it down because you in it now, son. It's time to talk barbecue and steak and all that good stuff. So just call on back anytime.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
All right. You too.
Now, when we started doing these and when I had this idea, it was, let's do it, you know, all these Saturday steak cook-offs, the standalone events, and it really opened my eyes. I've done some side events with IBCA, but the conference opened my eyes to, you know, the guys that I met, people from MBN and KCBS, directors from those organizations, and, you know, we're talking about side events at their events now, some of their events. So that's really something we didn't expect, but something we're really excited to try to work out.
Right.
You know, it's not really nipping at the heels as much as, you know, trying to tag along and, you know,
sure,
we're all partners
sure.
in one thing, building the sport of grilling, cooking.
You know what?
Standing around a pit.
That's exactly right. It all goes hand in hand. Really, it does. It really does. It really goes hand in hand. I don't consider it. I consider it a sport just like I consider it part of our sport. I mean, really, I do. I mean, it's part of the sport, period. Whether it's steak, snake, chicken, venison, it doesn't matter. Fish. If it's grilling or cooking over a fire, cooking over coals, cooking outside, I mean, it's all part of the game, and it all falls into that. Under that barbecue umbrella, you know, it's all good. And like I say, it's all good in the barbecue hood, and that's what it is.
It is.
But steak, you know,
I would really love to have a couple nice dry aged medium rare ribeyes right now. Bone in, bone out, doesn't matter to me.
Yes.
I was tempted to cut up. I trimmed a brisket the other night, and that meat looked so good, and it was so fresh. If I'd had a grinder, I would have ground that up and made me some beef tartare out of the trimmings of that beef brisket and put me a little sauce on it, and I would have had that for a snack, I'm telling you.
Nice.
I mean, it was just that good, that red, that lean. I'm telling you, that would just...
It is.
You know, in my spare time, since I have so much of it now with the SCA and having a job and a family, my daughter and I are working on our cookbook. And not necessarily something we'll ever put out in a store to sell. It's just all the recipes she's loved as a little girl and things that I hope that she can pass down to her girl, her kids.
Right.
That girl loves to cook, so.
Yeah, that's a good idea. My daughter loves to be in the kitchen with me. She loves to be in the pit with me. I mean, it's just wherever she's at, she loves to hang with her daddy and cook it up. And a lot of kids are like that.
And my little girl calls me package. Says we're a package deal.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I tell you what, I mean, this is just very exciting to have you on talking about the state competition, the state championship, the SCA, the State Cook-Off Association. I know how important it is to you, just as well as the Tennessee Barbecue Association is important to me. We strive to make it the very best. We try our best to represent and be the very best we can. And we want everybody to join us, and we want everybody to participate. And we just really try to figure out what we need to do next, the next level, to get more involved and more active. I'm going to tell you, I was in Tupelo, Mississippi, cooking, and it was 90, I think the total was 97 teams.
Whew.
The Tennessee Barbecue Association was basically thought up when I called in to Daryl Mass, barbecue superstar radio show one evening. And a little girl named Audrey Evans was talking Georgia Barbecue Association, and somebody else came in there talking Florida Barbecue Association. And I said, Tennessee doesn't have a barbecue association. They have MBN, which is Memphis in May, which is, don't get me wrong, it is phenomenal. It is huge.
Sure.
It is bad to the bone. But if you don't have $10,000, if you're a regular person like me, you can't go cook.
They cook whole hog, is that correct?
They cook whole hog, they cook shoulders, ribs, and I think they have a chicken category, a seafood category. They have several different, but you don't cook all the categories. Most teams don't go to cook all the categories as a KCBS event. I've never cooked an MBN event, but I would like to. But it's so expensive to do things like that. So cook, love to barbecue, love to compete, and decided to create the Tennessee Barbecue Association.
Awesome.
Long story short, it's 2 years later. We have a website. We have active members. We're going to have a championship cook in Paris, Tennessee. There's 30 teams qualified. That is what we did. We went to all these small towns that had barbecue festivals and cook-offs. We went in as a co-sanctioned event.
Mm-hmm.
We paid out. We had our members come in. We had a pot. We paid out the top five places with trophies and ribbons. So everybody in the top five category, everybody in the top five overall score would qualify for a championship. Well, that means we have 30 championship qualifiers that will be competing for the grand championship. The championship of champions is what I call this cook. And we're going to pay out $1,000 grand champion,
$500 reserve. We've got custom trophies for the grand and reserve. We're also going to pay three places per four categories out. You know, and I started this with nothing. And this year, this is our first one. Frontier Charcoal's come in. We've got lump charcoal we're going to pass out. We've got a pellet cooker we're going to raffle off from Green Mountain Grills. We've got five different barbecue sauce companies bringing in barbecue sauce. We're going to have baskets to raffle, free giveaways, and we're going to have a goodie basket out of this world for all the teams. And I'm proud to be a part of that. I've got some phenomenal people that's helping. And while we're in Tupelo, the people next to us come over and shook my hand and said, I wanted to meet you. I'm proud to meet you. My name, introduced himself. He paid me a membership. He said, I want to be a part of the Tennessee Barbecue Association. And he paid me a membership right there on the spot. And and in Corinth, Mississippi, going to Tupelo, in Walmart, a man come up to me and said, are you Chris Chadwick? And I said, yes. And he said, I thought that was you from your pictures. He said, I just joined the Tennessee Barbecue Association, and I'm headed to Tupelo to cook. And, you know, yeah, I was flattered. You know, I was humbled. And, you know, it's just something that you do, something that I do. You know, it's very important when somebody wants to come on board and be a part of what you created and designed and, you know, trying to do better. So out of 97 teams, we had 12 teams down there that were Tennessee Barbecue Association.
That's great.
I don't know if you can hear my dog, but my dog's barking in the background.
Yeah, I thought he was calling my dog or something. They have minds of their own. No, that's wonderful. How many members are you guys up to now?
We have an active member list of 81 members.
Awesome.
Which are active members, and other people inquiring about memberships weekly. I mean, we have all types of small towns all over the state of Tennessee wanting us to come help establish and start a cook. And we also, you know, which our Facebook group, which that's how I originally started it, was with a Facebook group. You know, we have 600 plus barbecuers in that group. So, I mean, it's a great place to spread the word because you don't have to be from Tennessee to be in it. And, you know, it's just, that's what we do. You know, we support, we do, and we continue on.
I'm going to have to come cook one this year or next year for sure.
Well, you would be more than welcome to. You know, it's just, like I say, it's a learning in motion. Every competition, we learn something. I don't profess to know what all that means because I didn't know anything when I started this. And, you know, it's just learning, and naturally you're always going to have somebody that's not happy, but the majority are, and that's what we try to do. We try to make it better every time we do this. And where we're having our event this year is in Paris, Tennessee. It's home of the world's biggest fish fry. And, I mean, it's the 70th-something annual event that happens every year, every April, and they're going to fry fish for us. We're going to have a big fish fry dinner that Friday night after the cook's meeting. So, you know, it's just a big family, and I'm really excited about it. And win, lose, or draw, we've already won, just going to get to be in it and do it. So I'm just excited about it, and I know you feel the same way about the SCA. But, I mean, it's a great thing. You know, we have a wonderful time. We really do. All right. Let's see here, guys. We're going to refresh this board again. I think I have lost Brett. But that was Brett Galloway.
out of Dallas. He is the founder of the Steak Cook-Off Association, which is the FCA,
which is a phenomenal, phenomenal organization that we've all got to get on board with. We do have another caller in queue. Let's welcome them in and get them, and I'll refresh this board. Caller 615-934. You're live with us. Who have we got? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Brad Cowan with Skillethead Barbecue.
Hey, Brad. How you doing tonight, brother?
Pretty good. Having a couple of Bud Lights sitting around.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've had a couple home brews myself, and I'm working on a Coors Light right now, and you know what? It's all good in the barbecue hood.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to next weekend pretty big, right?
Yes, sir. I'm excited. I am excited, ready to go. Can't wait, but we need another week to finalize everything that we're doing. You know, we've got a lot of activities going on, a lot of things happening. And it's really going to be a phenomenal cook. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, so are we. We definitely, we're kind of putting the legwork in and doing all of our preps and all of our practicing like we should, right?
You know what, I'm telling you, practice and practice and practice. And see, something seems to go down different every competition. You know, no matter how hard we practice, something else, some other variables come into play at a competition, I'm telling you.
Has every time I've been there.
You got it, brother, and it's going to, and don't feel, and don't be shocked when it happens again. I mean, it's part of it. But, no, we've got teams registering. We've got things finalizing, shirts being printed, yard signs being printed for the event. We're trying to get a lot of the locals out and about just to come participate and walk the aisles and look at everybody's stuff. The activities going on is from demonstrations to Girl Scout cookies to, you know, we're just trying to make it a big event for everybody to enjoy. And we're going to have a killer catfish dinner Friday night. So just be prepared. I mean, if you're a catfish lover, you be prepared to have one fine meal Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing some desserts and some sides, you know, share with everybody and, you know, have something good to eat.
Well, that is part of it. You know, I'm excited to be there, excited to get to finally meet you. We've got it's going to be a four-category showdown. Can't wait to get in them. Do you have anything special you planning on, you want to share with us? What, you know, any kind of, I don't want to say game plan, but do you have anything that you've got that you want to share?
Well, yeah, we're actually going to be cooking probably twice as much product as we usually do for any other competition we do. We're doing just to have variety and be able to have all the cuts we want to have. We're going to be cooking two full packer briskets. We're going to be doing four butts, six racks of ribs, and probably 30 pieces of chicken. So we're going to do a lot of meat this time just to try to make sure we got everything we need to hopefully try to win a little bit.
I understand what you're saying. I've been there and done that many times. It makes for a rough cook, though, I'm going to tell you. It the hammer is down, and, I mean, you're wide open, and it makes for a tough, rough, and that much, that kind of quantity to get your quality.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You know, I'll be doing two briskets, I'll be doing the butts, and I'm not going to do that many pieces of chicken this time. But by the time it takes me to prep 16 pieces of chicken, that's all the chicken that I want to prep. I mean, it's rough.
I understand, you know, and you know, luckily I've got two really good chicken preps that's going to be with me, so luckily I don't have to do it all myself.
You're lucky. Well, I'm going to tell you how it goes down usually. I have a wonderful team, and they back me up whatever I need done. But when it comes down to chicken prep,
and prep on butts or shoulders or prep on brisket and trimming brisket. Or trimming ribs, it pretty much falls on me. So, I mean, I never get a chance to actually sit down and enjoy. I'm constantly cooking. And then you're so tired, you've got to catch an hour or so sleep, and then it's back up wide open. And,
yeah.
And it's turning time.
And that's why we like our pellet grills and we like our Spice One water cooker, man. You know, it's got a guru on it. You can set it, load it up, and just kind of take your little nap. It's pretty nice.
Man, I tell you what, it means a lot to get a little sleep at a competition. And with those cookers that are so so versatile and user-friendly, I would say user-friendly. I love a stick burner, but, man, it's a lot of work. I mean, and that's, you know, that's what I've got, so that's what I roll with.
Exactly.
I've just started using this new Frontier Love charcoal this year, and I'm telling you what, for a charcoal, this stuff is bad to the bone. It works. It runs my pit spot on. I mean, I'm going to take 4 bags of charcoal, and that's about it. And that's for a whole
good
cook, and that's going to cook it all. So I'm excited about that.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, really. You know, usually you have to take a half a tree. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so 4 bags of charcoal, not a problem. I'm excited. Really, I am.
Yeah.
And my pellet.
So what about old Troy Frazieran taking first place in Tupelo and ribs?
Man, I'm telling you what, he hit the right table and just put the right product out. I was proud of Fraz. I like him. We pick at each other all the time. And he just hit it right, you know, and I was hollering and hooting for him. You know, I was proud to see him get it.
Yeah.
Any call's a good call. And, you know, for him to do that on down there at Tupelo, man, just hats off to him. He did a great job. I'm proud for him. I really am. And I think Fred is going to come down and be part of the administration at the TBA Cook. You know, we've discussed that some, and I think he's going to come down and help us out.
I hope so. You know, he's from my hometown. I was born and raised in Fayetteville, where he's from. So, you know, same town boy there.
Well, you know what? Just makes it closer, makes it better for everybody. And I hope he comes down too. We have a good time together. Matter of fact, he got to burn some of that Frontier Lump charcoal this past weekend. And between that and all that moonshine he drank, he probably just poured that moonshine on that wood and done just as good.
That sounds like him. He had bourbon up there in Clifton. That's what we was sipping on, and everything went to pot for me the next day, man. I just had a lot of problems on that cook.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have issues like that on the cook. It's all about execution and getting it down. And you have issues like that sometimes, and we just have to overcome them. We have to adapt to them and go on and make the best we can out of a cook. And, you know, just for instance, whether your brisket's not done enough, you've got to make it right where you can go in and turn it in. Or if your chicken's too dry, you've got to do something to it to make it good to turn it in.
Yep.
Or if you pork, you know, or if you pork, you know, that's one of my big issues this past weekend in Tupelo. We had a pork judge. We had, you know, really decent scores on pork. And one judge gave us a 5 on tenderness. The rest of them were 8 to 9. And when a judge does that, he's a new judge. He doesn't have a clue what he's doing. And he knocks you out of the competition.
Yep, just cuts your feet out from under you. Yep.
That's right. And it's hard to come back over that. It really is. But we go to the next one and go on and keep rolling. But we're not gonna have those kind of issues here. We've got a lot of good people. We've got a lot of TBA judges coming in, TBA members to come in to judge. These are cooks, judging cooks is what this is going to be. These are going to be cooks, and then we're going to have some dignitaries judge. So we'll have a pretty good
a pretty good overall balance of judging in there.
So I'm excited about, you know, just going and getting to cook, meet everybody. I love it all, whether it's cooking, talking, drinking a little bit, eating. I love the whole thing about it. You know, it's what keeps me going from week to week, so to speak, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you come see us because we got some crafts here that we want to share with you that we picked up along the way. So we're bringing all the secret stuff with us.
That is going to be great. You know, I tell you what,
let me refresh this board real quick. We've had a lot of issues with the board tonight. And I don't know if I'm losing calls or picking up calls because I've really had some challenges to this tonight. I always seem to always do. I don't know if it's my computer with the studio board not G-Hawing or what. So let's just get this feedback in here and refreshed.
But, yeah, I'm excited. We should have a good turnout. We're going to have a good show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun. And I did get to see a glimpse of the Grand Championship Trophy today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I can't talk about it. I'm just going to say, when everybody sees it, they're going to want it. And, you know, it's bad to the bone, and I'm telling you, it's a one-of-a-kind, unique trophy, and it's perfect for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. Did you happen to get to hear Brett Galloway a little earlier talking about the steak competition, the Steak Cook-Off Association?
Yeah, I listened to him for a few minutes there.
Brett, a fantastic, fantastic guy. We lost him a few minutes ago, and I'm trying to refresh my studio board right now, and hopefully we'll have that back up in a few minutes, and hopefully he'll be in there, but... That, you know, we do a rib shootout, and bottom line, we did the rib shootout to be a one-day event. I know a lot of barbecuers want to stay a weekend, but we designed the rib shootout to be a one-day event where you could roll in that morning early, cook your ribs, cook your chicken, and cook your steaks, and turn them all in and have, be judged and be gone by that evening. You know, that was the whole point of having a rib shootout. And I had a great time doing it. Let's see here. And just bear with me. I'm going to have to get out of here. Let's see here.
I'm going to have to try to get my board back up. I've completely lost it now. But the rib shootout was the was instrumental in the kickoff of the Tennessee Barbecue Association. And they're planning on having more this year. But you've got to cook. The rib shootout is an awesome time. And it's not very expensive, and you have a great time doing it. Just like the barbecue competition. Love to do it. This cook here in Paris, Tennessee is going to be a great, great cook. We're going to have a lot of fun. And it's going to be a phenomenal cook. I just can't wait. We've got another week to go, so you're ready, you're loaded up, you're prepped, you're ready, got everything you need pretty much, or you've got
to
finalize
that. Well, I've
got
to go get my meat next week, but I've got all my injections together. And now that you bring it up, I actually got my CHOPS power injector in the mail today.
Wonderful.
And, man, I love this thing already.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Dan's got a dynamite product, and I really like mine. And we will have a CHOPS power injector at the cook-off, and I don't know. We're probably going to wind up raffling it off because after you talked to Dan, I said, well, after you said that you'd ordered one, I had to give Dan a shout-out and see how he was because I hadn't talked to him in a while. And he was gracious enough to give us one for the competition.
Great.
So excited about having that on board, too. You know, we just have a lot of great people out in the barbecue community. And once you get to meet them and get you, they get used to you, I'm telling you, there's just no better, no more better place to be.
Yeah, I bought my power injector for one big reason. Usually before, you know, our big cooks of the year, you know, especially something going all the way to Paris, is I'll sell Boston butts to my coworkers and my wife's coworkers and things like that. And this is our second one, and we sold 32 butts in 1 week.
Really? Man.
Yeah. Yeah, we pre-sold, you know, last year we did one, and I think we sold 16. And everybody liked them so much that we're up to 32 now. So to inject 32 butts for two cooks is just crazy. So, you know, we do a full injected, rubbed, competition style butt, and that's what we sell.
Well, that's great, you know, and I know what you're talking about. That injector, now that injector will do the trick, though. That will inject. It will wear it out. Now, do you make your injections, or do you use certain products? I make a lot of my stuff, but I've used certain products also. And
well, competition stuff, we just actually changed up to a pre-made injection. It's pretty much the Butcher brand stuff I really like yet.
Right.
We do their pork and their brisket. As far as when I sell to the public, I do my own apple juice, white vinegar, and other stuff. You know, I make my own injection so I can afford to do that.
Sure.
But everybody loves it. You know, it's just salt, sugar, a little apple juice, and white vinegar, and people just eat it up.
The salt, sugar, water, apple juice, little apple cider vinegar, or white vinegar, you know, some cooks have different preferences, but anytime you do any of that, that's a good injection for pork especially.
You know, because most people aren't used to eating stuff like that. They're used to going out here to these barbecue restaurants in, you know, in these little towns and buying something out of a bag that's been heated up. You know, they don't.
Yeah, I know.
They're not used to you know, what I call decent barbecue, something that, you know, I feed my family.
Well, I'm going to be honest, most barbecue pits don't even use salt and pepper on their shoulders when they're smoking them, you know, if they even actually, quote, smoke them. And when we take our time to prep something up and actually do it competition, quote, competition style, these people go crazy, crazy over that. And I understand why, because it's just, I mean, it's daylight and dark difference.
Right.
And it matters. It makes the world a difference, and that's why you're selling 32 bucks, bottom line.
Yeah, we went last year to Nashville, you know, because we live about 30 minutes north of Nashville, and we went to the cook-off down there to walk around last year. And I bought $60 worth of barbecue for my family and four to eat, and my kids wouldn't even eat it because they was used to, you know, in their mind, something that was totally different. You know, it was just overcooked. It was bland. It, you know, it just wasn't what we always do.
Sure, sure. I understand what you're saying. It's not fitting to eat. My dad always said, I can't go out to eat. You know, he never liked to go out to eat. He says, I can't go out to eat and get what I get at home. And that's the truth, you know, and that's still to this day. You can't go somewhere and eat. When you go somewhere and expect, go order a rack of baby back ribs at Outback and see what you get. You know,
no,
because
my feelings would get hurt and I wouldn't want to pay the bill.
No, it's terrible. It's amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. I tell you what, and doing that and trying to make justify paying what $100 for a meal, it's not fitting to eat. What do? You just stay at home and you cook your stuff and you
cook your barbecue and you cook it the way you want it, and then you have what you want to eat.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
So what time are you planning on rolling into the championship cook?
Well, we're going to have two caravans come in. It's going to be me and then my, I guess my parents are going to come in and help us. But we're going to be there about 10:30 a.m.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm all about trying to get there as early as I can, regardless. It's always 11:30 or 12 before I roll in. But on this particular cook, I'll be there early also. But that's a good time, and we'll have plenty of time. There's plenty of room there. There's not a bad spot. So anybody worried about going and getting a bad spot, there's no such thing there at this fairgrounds. They're all good spots, and bottom line, they're all good spots. Great facility, and that's just how it is. We couldn't have had it at a better place.
Yeah, and it looks like there's going to be good weather there for us too, isn't it?
Yes, somebody said that it's going to be in the high 60s. So I'm excited about that. No bad weather. Which there you have a big, huge center pavilion that's covered. And, you know, it's just a good location. But the weather's going to be nice. We're going to have some great people there. We're going to have a wonderful event. I'm just excited all the way around about this. The Championship of Champions is going to go down as the first Tennessee Barbecue Association Championship. And it's going to be a phenomenal cook. A lot of great people. Every hat lays, but I'm just excited about being a part of it.
Yeah. We're just happy to be there and to be involved with all the people and, you know, have a good time and come out and, you know, spend a weekend, you know, because this is our vacation. This is where we elect to spend our vacation money and our, you know, our disposable income.
Sure, I understand. That is a key statement right there. You know, our income, I'm telling you, it's coveted as it is nowadays. And then we go compete, and you know the expense. Everybody that listens knows the expense of a competition. You really have to love it to do it. And we do. I know I do. And it's very evident that you do. And so that's what we do. We go and we cook, and that's our vacation. But I'm excited about it. It's going to be good. We're going to have a great time. And I just look
so
forward
how,
to it.
Are we going to have 10 by 20 lots, or are we pretty constrained there on space, or what are you looking at?
No, well, it's the area that we have. It's usually going to be, depending on which side you're on, One side looking at the pavilion is on the left hand side. It's usually about 12 to which we can make it a little larger, but I'm wanting to say 15 by 30-40 deep. You know, if you want fronts, I don't know. You know, if you pop up a pop up, usually you can get one or two side by side. And then a couple
feet.
So I would say it's a 20 by 40, somewhere in that dimension. It's plenty of room. We have plenty of room. Some of the guys, they get there late and they have to be on out a little further. They might have to have a little longer extension cord. But other than that, it's all a good area. We have water designated water locations to get your water. You want to have a water, you know, like a tap right there beside you. It's not set up for that. But it's just really nice pavilion, nice fairground area. It will be either gravel or blacktop in a couple of areas. It's just a nice location. It's a good place to have a competition.
Yeah, good deal. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, you know, kind of. Finally coming to fruition, you know, I go pick up the meat next Thursday, so.
Right. Now, you, do you usually get your meat? You a local butcher or a place in Nashville or close to or?
When I first started, you know, I thought that I had to go to a butcher. And I went to a local butcher in Bowling Green because that was the closest one to me. And I spent a pretty penny, which was, you know, $150.
Right.
And I was totally disappointed with him. Went back, you know, gave him a second chance, same way. You know, kind of hurt my feelings for the money I spent. And a lot of people don't like these, like Sam's, but, you know, I've walked place ribs twice. I've got reserve grand champion at the Lincoln County Fair in 2013 on Sam's Club product.
Right, right.
You know, it. You know, it's not Duroc pork, and it's, you know, it's not, you know, Texas brisket, but I'm going to tell you, these guys have really, really done the trip for me. They really stand behind me, especially the Bowling Green, Kentucky Sam's Club. They really, you know, Kyle up there in Bowling Green, he really, he bends over backwards for me. So,
well,
you know, I'm going to stick with what I got.
Sure. You know, and that's what I do. I mean, my briskets usually come from Sam's, and I've always tried to buy all my stuff local. You know, at local grocery stores, tried to buy it local here in town, which we only have a couple grocery stores here in town, and we'll go to Sam's. But it's good to know your meat man, whether it's Sam's or grocery store or butcher shop or whatever. But, you know, I don't see a problem with that. That's what barbecue is all about. These guys take it to the extreme. And the ones that are more fortunate enough to spend $200 on a brisket versus us spending $25 or $35 on a brisket.
Right.
And I hate to do that, especially when you got to buy two. You know, just to be completely honest, you know, I'll cook with the best of them and make it just as pretty as they do. But being a real true barbecue pit master, you take a piece of meat regardless what it is, whether it's 16 pieces of chicken, they're all different sizes. You cut them up, make them about the same size. You make them that way. Or a tough brisket that looks like crap, or ribs that you've got to cut down and make premium, you know, regardless what it is. That's a good pit master.
Yep. Yeah, that's, you know, we buy all of our ribs as far as a full spare. I cut them down myself. You know, I pull the membrane. I square it up to 9 ribs myself. You know, I don't trust anybody to do it but myself because when it's all said and done with, I'm responsible.
That's it. The buck stops here. That's the last one. That's it. That's exactly right. And that's how we go with it. That's exactly right. And buck stops at the pit master, whether it's good or bad. We got to take the heat. We got to take the good and the bad. You've got it. No cry. There's no crying in barbecue. You might want to sometimes. I felt like it a time or two, but I hadn't. But
yeah.
I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too. I want to load my stuff up and go on back to the house.
You got it. When it's that important to you, and when it's that important, you know, it does hurt your feelings. It sure does.
Yeah, but there's no better feeling than walking out in front of everybody and taking it. So, you know, that's what keeps me going.
Oh, I know it. That's what keeps us all going. When we get that call, you're right. When we get the call, it keeps us all going, and it takes the pain away of staying up 2 days and your knees hurting, your ankles hurting, and your back's hurting. When you get that call, all that pain goes away for a little while. It makes it worthwhile. So,
I can't wait to meet you, Brad, next weekend. We'll be there Friday morning setting up, and we're just all going to have a good fellowship, going to have a great time, and it's just going to lay. It's going to fall where it lays, you know, and we're just going to go with it like that. I just can't wait. I'm excited about it. I appreciate you calling in tonight. And
If you need me during the week, just give me a shout, and I'll get back with you and do what I can for you.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, Brad. Appreciate it, and have a good night, and call back anytime. You're always welcome on the show.
See you.
Okay, guys, that was Brad Cowan from Skillet Head. He is a Tennessee Barbecue Association member. He will be cooking at the Championship of Cooks. We've had some great information tonight. We have a special guest, Brett Galloway, right there out of Dallas, with the Steak Cook-Off Association. It was an honor to have him on. Brad Barrett also with Grill Greats. Proud to have Brad call in and talk a few minutes just tell us a little about the Grill Greats. You know, Grill Greats and steak go hand in hand. So remember, when you enter that Steak Cook-Off, that SCA event, be sure to have you a set of Grill Greats, which you can find those at grillgreats.com. Very easy to get. Order them online. If you're local, you want to holler at me, I can hook you up on some Grill Greats, but they go hand in hand. It's just been a pleasure having a show tonight. It has been a busy, busy day. This board has just been a wonderful tool to use this evening. So forgive me, guys, if you called in and I wasn't able to cue you in. It's just really played havoc. But we, as always, we just make it work and keep on keeping on. I appreciate everybody. It looks like appreciate everybody in the chat room this evening. We had that going on. And any time that y'all need Chris Chadwick, just feel free to look me up on Facebook and contact with me, text me, email me, hogcountycookers@yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to help out with whatever I can. We always let the smoke roll right here on the Let's Talk Smoke show, brought to you by Barbecue Superstars, the food network of barbecue. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Be sure to check out BSPN if you're having an event. Give Daryl Mast a call. Get in touch with him. Have him cover your event live. It's going to be exciting. He will be in Paris, Tennessee next weekend covering the Championship of Champions live. Can't wait for that to go down. It's just been a pleasure to have the show tonight. I always enjoy talking barbecue. 2 hours runs out really quick, really fast. But we always back every Wednesday night. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number to call, 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number for every show of the week. We've got a fantastic lineup. These guys and gals work hard at this from Sunday night to Friday night every week. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters on Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. It's going down. Chris Fulmer on Monday night, Lori Frazee on Tuesday night, Chris Chadwick right here in the house on Wednesday night, John Reeves Thursday night, and Daryl Mast bringing it up on Friday night. We've always got something going down. Everybody's letting the smoke roll, that's for sure. We are kicking the tires and lighting the fires, and we're going to let that smoke roll every weekend somewhere. So, guys, appreciate all of you calling in, listening in. Anything I can do, any topics you'd like to discuss, shoot me a message. You can get in touch with me at hogcountycookers.com, hogcountycookers@yahoo.com. Right here on Facebook, Chris Chadwick. Not a problem to get in touch with me. Let me know what's going on, what's on your mind, and we will go from there. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We have Let the Smoke Roll tonight, and we're going to try to get out of here. Got to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors one more time. Frontier Charcoal, Country Boy Wood Pellets, GreenMountainGrills.com. Also, we've got Junior Rest, Junior's Rub for Grub. We've got Daigle's Barbecue Sauce. We've also want to give a big shout out to to Grill Great, Mr. Brad Ferret, MeatRake.com, wonderful dynamite little meat tools that will pull a butt in no time flat. We've also got to give a shout-out to all of our other sponsors. You know, I'm so thankful. Sweet Smoke Q, right there out of Florida, he has got some dynamite injections and sauce. Also, Talk Texan Barbecue. Get in touch with Philip. He will hook you up. TalkTexanBarbecue.com. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Maverick Industries, which is MaverickHousewares.com. We're just so thankful for all our sponsors. We really appreciate everybody helping us out, keeping the smoke rolling. And we've got to keep supporting that product and represent it in the very best way we can. This is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. We are going to sign out and get out of here tonight. Talk to you again next week. Have a good evening.